Grace to you and peace from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We as Lutherans normally gather around Luther's small catechism. And for Thanksgiving, we usually reach for Luther's explanation to the first article of the Creed. His explanation of providence. God richly and daily provides me with all that I need to support this body and life. But Luther's catechism isn't the only one that contains wisdom. Don't tell my circuit visitor, but I've always had a soft spot, at least for the beginning, of the Westminster Catechism. It opens with the question, what is the chief end of man? And it gives as its response, man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. Our primary relationship, duty, orientation, end is towards God. Augustine would say our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you. Jesus would summarize the first commandment as, love the Lord your God with all your heart. Because that is what we were made to do. Of course, we've been running from that since the garden. And fundamentally, there are two stories that we can tell. We can tell glory stories, or we can tell grace stories. And I believe that even though American Thanksgiving is a secular holiday, it reflects the grace story. If we tell the glory story, it's always we deserve the glory because we have done something worthy. We deserve the feast because of how hard we have worked. We deserve the recognition because of how good our work was. We deserve everything we have because we're good people. And the glory story can even creep into religious life. Cain of Cain and Abel thought that his offering deserved the same praise as Abel's. And that little story is always something of an interesting mystery, because it never really explains why God rejected Cain's and accepted Abel's sacrifice. Over the millennia, we've supplied reasons, but the text itself is ambiguous. You can look it up in Genesis 3, but God merely says, if you do well, will you not be accepted? Which isn't an answer. Because Cain thought he had done well. He made the offering. He deserved the praise. A glory story. Psalm 50 and our 10 lepers, I think, are further biblical meditations on the problems of that glory story. Psalm 50, God says to Israel, not for your sacrifices do I rebuke you. Your burnt offerings are continually before me. The law says that a cleansed leper is to go and show themselves to the priest, to be declared clean so that they can rejoin society. And that's what Jesus tells the 10 lepers to do. Cain, Israel, the lepers are all doing what the law demands. And if we following a glory story, we deserve praise for that. We think we deserve something from God. But what does it mean to do well? God's statement to Cain. That same psalm, Psalm 50, gives something of an answer. Offer to God the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I shall deliver you, and you shall glorify me. The glorification of God is not done by rote sacrifice. You can have two people fulfilling their vows, and one is accepted and the other is not. One glorifies God and the other seeks to glorify, to tell a glory story about themselves. Psalm 50 ends saying, the one who offers thanksgiving as his sacrifice glorifies me. To the one who orders his way rightly, I will show the salvation of God. All 10 lepers were going to perform the right vows, but only one of them ordered his way rightly. He ordered his way according to the grace story. The providence of God falls on the just and the unjust alike. The unjust tell glory stories about it. I did the work and I deserve the pay. The just recognize the salvation of God. Because the salvation of God is proclaimed to all men. As they went, all were cleansed. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. Like the providence of God, his salvation is profligate. The seed is sown everywhere. It falls on hard ground and good soil and everything in between. And paradoxically, it's often those that are furthest away, those who have no right to know, the Samaritan, who recognizes the right order, who don't tell a glory story of deserving what has happened to them, but receive the grace story. Receive the salvation of God. We're not 10 cleansed. Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? The response in the glory story is, I deserve it. And if I don't get it, anger crouches at the door. The response of the grace story is thanksgiving. When he saw that he was healed, he turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. It's the salvation of God to see all that he has done for us while we were undeserving. It's the salvation of God to know that all our lives he lives near us, near enough to save. It's the salvation of God to know that he has blessed us from our mother's arms and all along the way with countless gifts of love. It's It's the salvation of God. To know that our sacrifices are not a duty, but a thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is an ordering our way rightly. Thanksgiving glorifies God, who keeps us in that grace. And that glorifying God is what we were made to do. Amen. Let us rise.